Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 88, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows dip down to about 65, cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 89, cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the ribbon cutting that happened last week at the new National Bio-Agro Defense Facility at Kansas State University, that's set to be a brand new state-of-the-art, never-before-seen biosafety level 4 lab at Kansas State studying potential animal diseases. One cause for concern from many in the community was the potential outbreak of a certain virus, which the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that's nothing to be concerned about.
There's always a risk, but what I will say is that this is the most secure biocontainment laboratory ever built in the United States.
Reassurance comes from the fact that people are working every single day to create the vaccines, to create the ability of the surveillance, to be able to create the diagnostic lab capacity to be able to identify problems.
At audio from KSNT News, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly also talked about the importance of the lab.
The work that will be done here will be critical in protecting the country and the world against biological, agricultural, and zoonotic diseases.
Good American Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The small town of Abilene, Kansas, home of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, has been voted again to be one of the best small towns in the nation to visit, according to the Best of Travel Awards, for the third year in a row. KAKE News reports that the company of travel Await votes for the top 14 small towns to visit in the United States, with Abilene, Kansas coming in at number one on the list. They say along with the Eisenhower Presidential Library, the museum, and the house that he grew up in, along with log cabins, rail station, saloon, and the general store, and having the world's largest belt buckle, the town of Abilene, Kansas brings in thousands of visitors every year. On the list also coming in at number five included Lindsborg, Kansas. The rest of the top five list included Abilene, Kansas at number one, Corning at New York at number two, number three of Traverse City, Michigan, Key West, Florida at number four, and Lindsborg, Kansas at number five. In other news, three individuals have been arrested in Garden City after being accused of robbing a pizza delivery driver on Saturday night. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Get $70 back via reward card after online submission with your purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Start summer with savings. Drive Michelin and the Michelin Pilot Sport all season four. Get $70 via reward card after online submission with your purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Buy now. Terms and conditions apply. Full details. Offer extends through June 2nd at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The legislative session last week in the state of Nebraska wrapped up with some more drama and even threats to private businesses after a bill that would prohibit minors from attending drag shows ended up failing in the Nebraska legislature. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that State Senator Steve Halloran ended up sending an amendment to Legislative Bill 371 after what he said was seeing a drag queen story hour in Omaha, Nebraska. But some businesses that end up holding the drag queen hours say they received death threats after the bill was proposed.
That threat was also made against homes, including mine and some other staff members. We had people who disagreed or didn't like what we were doing, for sure, but I have never had someone threaten my life and the life of my staff
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. The amendment to the bill ended up receiving 6 yes votes and 32 no votes. Mid-America Network News. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
This Saturday, get primed for a juicy prime rib special. Rockin' Brew's restaurant is serving up a hearty 16-ounce prime rib every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The delicious cut will be complemented with a Caesar or Rockin' House side salad, cheddar jalapeno cornbread, baked potato, and broccolini. Oh, and they didn't forget dessert. The meal is topped off with bread pudding made with bourbon caramel sauce. That's all for $24.95. Stay for the live music starting at 9 p.m. Only at Rockin' Brew's Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Representatives of the Waterville Ambulance Board met with commissioners last week to discuss increased costs of ambulance services. County appropriation, $37,000, has included $25,000 for Waterville and $12,000 for Blue Rapids for several years without an increase. Commissioners will consider this information as they work on the 2024 budget. Agency on Aging will increase lunch prices from $4 to $5 a meal effective July 1st and has proposed transportation increases. Those must be approved through the Kansas Department of Transportation. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. They were advised that work on the county Grain Belt Express transmission lines would not begin until 2024. Nemahaw County Commissioners will not meet this week due to Monday's holiday. Next meeting is June 5th. At their last meeting, they indicated they would meet with department heads in June to get an indication what commissioners are considering as far as pay increases for 2024 in order to assist with budget proposals. Tornado sirens were discussed with emergency management. It reminds people sirens are designed to notify those residents outdoors and that weather radios should supplement warnings when inside homes and businesses. There are many city council and school board positions open for the coming election, with the primary August 1st and general election November 7th. Deadline to file is Thursday, June 1st at noon. U.S. Census estimates released as of July 1st last year show Marshall County falling below 10,000 residents with 9,982, a drop of 28 from a year earlier, down 44 from 2 years previous. Washington County population fell to 5,501, down 25 from the year previous, off 31 from 2 years earlier. These are estimates based on a formula including migrations and births versus deaths in each Kansas county. Doc Linda has announced her pending retirement. Dr. Linda Warren resigns from the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic at the end of June. She notes 60 years of patient care, serving as a physician for 53 years, along with Dr. Roger Warren of Hanover, who retired previously. Robert L. Bob Jones, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Robert Bob Jones. Daniel Skip Shortle, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Skip Shortle. Ronald L. Ron Little, age 80, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Centralia Community Church East. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will see friends from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca in charge of arrangements for Ron Little. James D. Jim Mayer, age 71, of Lincoln, formerly of Washington, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Mayer. Janet L. Adkins, age 65, of Barnes, passed away May 21st. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janet Adkins. June Meyer is age 93 of Manhattan, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 24th. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for June Myers.
Hello and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. Showers may continue overnight tonight, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. More showers on Wednesday as well, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And more rain throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Showers will continue throughout Thursday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Still more rain likely on Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And these showers do continue throughout Friday night as well, staying partly cloudy otherwise with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Showers are still likely as we head into the weekend, rain on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 81. Record high on this date, 103. The average low, 59. And the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04.
Few things could trigger memories quite like a fragrance from our past. We will get a little sentimental today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 30th, the 150th day of the year. Voice actor Mel Blanc and Hall of Fame running back Gail Sayers were born on this day. The sweet fragrances of springtime got us thinking about, well, fragrances, especially about the ones that have disappeared over the decades. Here's a few that come to mind. Pipe tobacco. If you had a favorite uncle or grandfather who smoked a pipe, nothing can bring a flood of memories like a whiff of their favorite blend. School kids from the 70s and 80s surely remember the aroma of Ditto fluid. Our electronics no longer use vacuum tubes, and gone are the odors of burning dust when those tubes heated up. Have some of your own? Take a moment to appreciate today's fragrances. The modern age just might make them obsolete tomorrow. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It was a good Memorial Weekend for the Kansas City Royals. They lost 2 out of 3 against the Washington Nationals. But the Royals played a Memorial Day game yesterday against the St. Louis Cardinals at St. Louis. Kansas City got the bats going as they beat the Cards 7-0. Those two teams will wrap up their two-game series tonight at 6:45 before the Royals get a couple of days off and start their next series against the Colorado Rockies on Friday. The Boston Celtics couldn't pull off something that's never been done in the NBA, and that is to come back from an 0-3 series. Last night, Miami finally wins the series with a 103-84 win over Boston, so it will set up a championship in the NBA between Miami and Denver. Denver opens as an 8.5-point favorite. Wichita State star softball player Sydney McKinney is signed on to play professional softball now, so you'll begin with the AUX starting in June. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Look no further than Midwest Kia for your next new Kia or certified pre-owned Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. We have 90 new Kias on our lot and ready for you today, with more arriving every day. Check out the new 2023 K5, sporty Sorento and Sportage, and the amazing Telluride. Are you considering buying a pre-owned Kia from anywhere else in town? Don't waste your time. Only Midwest Kia can offer you a certified pre-owned Kia and the peace of mind that comes with owning it. Visit us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid 5/11 to 6/1.
After being rained out on Sunday, NASCAR finally ran their longest race of the year yesterday on Memorial Day. Throughout a rain delay, it did become the longest race of the year. At the end of 600 miles, though, Ryan Blaney was your winner of the Coca-Cola 600. It almost doesn't seem right, but we will have two warm state teams in the NHL finals. Yesterday, Vegas knocked Dallas out with a 6-0 win. Vegas wins the series 4-2. They will now face Florida for the Stanley Cup. DeAndre Hopkins has been one of the top receivers in the NFL over the years. He is now a free agent. Last week on his podcast, DeAndre Hopkins listed quarterbacks he would love to play with. Amongst that list was Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills was also on the list. The Chiefs will start the season with very young receivers and could use the experience of a DeAndre Hopkins. On June 1st, some teams will release some veteran players, and the Chiefs also are rumored to be after maybe Joe Mixon to add to their backfield from the Bengals. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Highlighting all area athletes, this week we recap state track results from the weekend. The Hanover Wildcats girls team was small but mighty at this year's state meet. Sophomore Anna Juneman shone bright with a fourth place finish in the 100 meter dash, a second place finish in the 200 meter, as well as a gold medal finish in the 400. With a time of 55.88 seconds, Juneman won the 400 meter by more than 2 seconds and finished her year undefeated in the event, winning all 400 races and all 10 meets she ran this year. Teammate and senior Leah Sin finished her high school career with a third place finish in shot put, while fellow senior Macy Hawley placed 12th in long jump. The Lynn Bulldogs had senior Claire Bikeman finish 9th in the open 800 and 10th in the mile. Fellow seniors Ella Thalman finished her career with a 7th place finish in high jump, while junior Carissa Cole placed 7th in discus. The lone boy on the state team for the Bulldogs, sophomore Connor Oldie, placed 15th in triple jump. Claiming first in the 1A girls team rankings when the day ended at the 2023 state track meet, the Washington Tigers will lose no one off the team due to graduation this year. Sophomore Addie Gakel led the way with 2 first-place finishes, winning the 100-meter hurdles by 0.02 of a second and the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 46.2 seconds. Junior Lily Richard brought home the gold in pole vault with a vault of 10 feet 6 inches. Fellow junior Kirsten Tholstrup brought home a second-place finish in the open 400 and 5th in the 200. Sophomores Mackenzie Baker placed 7th in the 800, while Jesse Hoover brought home 4th in javelin. The girls' 4x4 team also finished with a third-place podium finish. The lone boy for the Tigers, senior Peyton LeDuc, brought home a sixth-place finish in javelin. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky. Stay tuned all week as we highlight our area athletes.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
C&K Services will be cheering for the Sabetha Raptors junior and senior American Legion baseball teams as the athletes take on their opponents. The fans know you can do it. Knock the ball out of the park and head for home in victory. Good luck and way to go from your friends and fans at C&K Service in Sabetha. Sapp Brothers Petroleum wants to wish the guys on the surrounding area American Legion baseball teams good luck as they run and bat their way to a win. It could be, it might be, it's a home run. From the staff at Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Lincoln, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors.
Gardeners are some of the most generous people I know. They love to share their ideas, passion for gardening, and of course, produce. So when you're overwhelmed with tomatoes, peppers, greens, and zucchini, contact a nearby food pantry or meal program that can get these vegetables to people in need. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may be surprised to discover there are hungry people in all our communities. Many are children and seniors who greatly need the nutrition fresh produce provides. Consider making a difference in their lives by planting a few extra tomatoes, row of greens, or zucchini plants so you have plenty to donate. It's a great way to justify buying more seeds and plants, as well as convincing your family that you need a larger garden. Contact your local food pantry and visit gardeners.com resource page on Share the Harvest for more ways you can share your produce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There are times when a family is not thrilled with a son's choice of a spouse. There may be many reasons for their displeasure, but in Nathaniel's case, it was something very simple. She had the wrong name, and Nathaniel's father was willing to pay a big sum of money to make sure the wedding didn't take place. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Andrew Sheriff shares the story of those who founded a place today called Ripavilla Plantation.
The property here was settled in 1811 by Nathaniel Francis Chairs III. They were French Huguenots, Protestants.
The family first arrived in Maryland and then came here to Spring Hill, Tennessee. It was Nathaniel Chairs IV who built his home here.
All Nathaniel Chairs, for some reason, married Sarah's, first name Sarah. And we're not entirely sure how that all that tradition got started. Nathaniel Chairs IV got engaged to Susan McKissick.
Because his fiance was named Susan rather than Sarah, there was a big problem.
His father apparently was upset that Susan wasn't a Sarah and offered his son money, actually $5,000 in gold, not to marry her just because of her name.
Susan's father owned a masonry business. He made a counteroffer to persuade the wedding to take place.
Her father more or less offered to supply the brick and labor to build a large home. So the marriage takes place. But apparently on their wedding day, Nathaniel's father went ahead and gave them that money. So there'd be no hard feelings between the two families.
The couple had several children, including a daughter they named, you guessed it, Sarah. Remember, you can catch all of our stories right here and see the pictures with the stories by following American Countryside on Facebook. This story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Spring Hill, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.
On your land is unique, so what's profitable for one acre may not be for another. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You won't know until you measure your return on investment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Make hundreds of decisions in any given growing season, and there are only so many ways to boost profitability on your farm. These days, it's hard to know exactly where those cost savings or profit stealers are if you don't have the tools and technology to help you. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says measuring the return on investment for each field is one of the most valuable things you can do with the data that you're collecting.
I remember visiting with a farmer who was relating to me a recent discovery that he made after he started measuring some of these things. He said his most profitable acres were those in which he invested the least, that reducing inputs in certain areas of his farm was a profitable strategy, and it accelerated his adoption of variable rate technology. And so he began to notice that as he reduced the amount of inputs in certain acres, those ended up being more profitable.
He says agronomy is local and every acre is unique, so it's important to have the right tools to measure and manage these things.
Not just on a field-by-field basis, but all the way down to a sub-field basis, that each acre is managed optimally for what it is. Honestly, that's what we're seeking to support with our tools, with both Harvest Profit and the John Deere Operations Center. These two products work together to make the combination more powerful than the sum of its parts. It eliminates data entry, sets you up to start managing profit by the acre. Harvest Profit makes it really, really simple to run scenarios and estimate the risk and reward trade-offs of different options.
Significant advancements in precision farming technology have been made in the last few years and expected to continue. Learn more about measuring your return on investment at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Oh, Lord, my God.
joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
The other day, just for fun, I did an online search using the word happiness. I was astounded at how many books, articles, podcasts I found. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, we read and talk a lot about happiness, but what about contentment? Maybe not so surprising. I couldn't find many books about that. But between happiness and contentment, I think one can bring a lot more joy to your life. In my mind, there's a big difference. Happiness is a fleeting feeling, like I'm happy today because I got my promotion at work. But contentment, well, it's more lasting. It's, I know I have enough, no matter what my current situation is. Contentment is a steady, peaceful feeling. Contentment doesn't mean you're settling for less. It means you understand that all you have is a gift from God, and that you get to use those gifts wisely, whether they are many or few.
Hello, my name is Mackenzie Hawley, and I'm a freshman at Marysville Junior Senior High School. I will be going to Louisville, Kentucky as one of the national qualifiers, and I just want to thank all of you for the support you have given us. And a special thank you to all the businesses that have helped us through the year.
When it comes to forensics, we have to travel to tournaments a lot. And with all that travel, anything can happen. If anything does happen, Farmers Insurance is by your side, with not only auto insurance, but also home, life, motorcycle, and boat insurance, you can travel safely knowing you're in good hands. Contact Agent Stacy Latta at 562-5169 or stop by at 712 Broadway in Marysville.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
My family and I are needing a place to stay in Marysville. Do you have any suggestions for a nice place?
I've heard that Heritage Inn Express is the best place in town. They have free breakfast and large rooms to accommodate the whole family. Plus, you can bring your pets with you.
Wow, really? I can bring my pets with me? I was hoping that I didn't have to leave them at home. Heritage Inn Express sounds like the perfect package for a whole family.
You can go see them at 1155 Pony Express Highway, Marysville, Kansas, or give them a call at 785-562-5588.
Hello, my name is Mackenzie Hawley, and I'm a freshman at Marysville Junior Senior High School. I will be going to Louisville, Kentucky as one of the national qualifiers, and I just want to thank all of you for the support you have given us. And a special thank you to all the businesses that have helped us through the year.
At least some parts of North Dakota have a pretty good track record for feeding folks. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. According to Feeding America, Griggs County, North Dakota had the lowest level of food insecurity in the nation in 2021. The year before that, North Dakota's Bowman County held that spot. I visited with Bowman County's extension agent yesterday, who referred me to Jolynn Stepik on the subject. Stepik is an eligibility worker for the state's Department of Health and Human Services in a zone serving three southwestern counties.
You have rough times, but generally, everybody pops back out of those rough times and life gets better. But if you need it during the rough times, we're here to help.
Stepik says the community has a local food pantry in addition to the benefits her office provides.
For some reason, we've had a lot of people move in from other states. And I guess I'm not sure why they're coming to North Dakota, but cost of living might be lower. Maybe that would have something to do with some of this. I'm not sure.
Stepik also guessed that the low level of people receiving nutrition assistance is because they're reluctant to apply.
There may be some that are too proud to, and hopefully they're not going to neglect themselves or their children or whatever and come in for the help that they need.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Several new 2023 Silverado pickups have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company, including a Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, 1500 LTZ 3.0 Duramax Diesel. They have a Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom and a Silverado 1500 Work Truck, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
C&K Service salutes all of Sabetha FFA chapter and commends their dedication to strengthening the agricultural base of our community. The members have worked hard all year long, and everyone is very proud of them. Enjoy yourselves at the state convention. From the staff of C&K Service in Sabetha.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Attendees of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference in Minneapolis focused on several topics, including beef markets. Bernt Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, provided a beef market outlook during the event.
We've been talking about drought conditions and a lot of things changing and beef supplies in the last year and where prices are headed. We know drought has caused a lot of supplies to get tighter along with high input costs and, you know, inflation happening. And so all those things combining, beef prices have headed higher. And while this is happening, we have to remember that the farmer hasn't had a lot of time to recoup a lot of this through these better pricing situations. And a lot of them, farmers have a burn rate. And so we've eaten into some of that equity, and we're going to see some guys struggle with that. And that's one of the reasons we'll continue to see some liquidation in the cattle industry for a little bit.
For consumers, for now, that means more supply now, less later.
Exactly, and that's kind of what we mean by saying markets becoming current. So when these supplies really get into the market system, when we get into cold storage and what we have, as that dwindles, we're going to see prices start to hike eventually. And we've seen recent times where in the consumer price index, beef has actually been one of the few products that has decreased in prices. And through COVID, we had that one big spike in beef prices, but other than that, they've been relatively consistent. So as this spikes, it's going to start to affect the consumer as we think about the potential for a looming recession and what that means for the money that they're willing to spend on food. And they may begin to look for substitutes.
That's AFBF economist Bernt Nelson. And that's all. Get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. By the way, you can find us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, look for Mid-America Ag Network. We would love to have your comments on our Facebook page. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play. Don't believe us? See for yourself. Seven Clans awarded a $550,000 Buffalo Progressive. A $1 bet paid $209,000 on lightning reels. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort has the best games, the cleanest environment, and the best concerts and events. Earn rewards with your Seven Clans Players Card to get in on the action. Seven Clans, Highway 77, Newkirk.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Are those tires you're riding around on getting bald? Slight pull to the left or right as you're cruising down the highway? Let Hilltop Tires in Marysville get you rolling straight down the road again this year with a full tire alignment. Still the best selection of tires and timely, dependable service. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 until noon. Tucked away below the old water tower in Marysville, call Hilltop Tires today at 785-619-6035. 619-6035.
Saving on inputs and addressing farm labor shortages by using robotics technology. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Verdant Robotics, based in Haywood, California, was co-founded by a farmer, Curtis Garner, and roboticist Gabe Sibley. The company focuses on developing technology valuable for the farming industry in terms of precision agriculture for return on investment.
It allows the growers to save on their largest cost centers a lot, like 50% and more from day one. And that's sort of how it gets started with us. You know, we get on the farm and we help with real problems that the growers have, but that's just the beginning because we very quickly start to unlock, well, how do you increase yields with this technology? How do you grow larger produce? And those things are new value that's unlocked because of the technology. And that's where the fun begins, because that's where that digitization step really unlocks new value. So that's it in a nutshell. It's, this smart sharpshooter that's towed behind a trailer, behind the tractor, delivering inputs at a very, very precise level and very, very quickly.
Sibley says there is a lot of focus on software because that is what controls the robot.
Maybe a couple hundred megabytes of computer vision models. So it's about teaching the software how to behave. And that's great because we don't have to re-engineer the hardware. And so software, obviously, you can change very rapidly.
All manufacturing is done in the United States, and the average robot has a lifespan of 4 years. However, that continues to improve as more versions are developed and the technology improves. It is a service-based company, meaning that the farmer does not have to purchase the robots. As of right now, the robots are being used on apples and specialty crops. However, testing is being done on broad-acre row crops. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on agriculture robotics, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at on this Tuesday, May the 30th, July corn. 592 right now and 3/4. That's down 11 1/4. September corn, 518, 3/4. That's down 10 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 780. That's down 38 1/2 currently. Kansas City wheat for September, 777 1/2. That's down 36 3/4. July oats, 342. That's down 1 1/2. September oats, 345 3/4. That's up 1/2 currently. Looking at July soybeans, 1296 3/4. That's down 40 1/2. August soybeans, 1220 1/4. That's down 40 3/4. Looking at cotton for July, 8408. That's up 73 cents. Cotton for October, 8073. That's down 30 cents. Live cattle for June, up $1.30 at 168.60. Live cattle for August, up $1.87 1/2. 167.05 is your current price. Feeder cattle for August, 237.35. That's up $3.42 1/2. September feeder cattle, 240.42 1/2. That's up $3.32 1/2. Crude oil for July, 69.32. That's down $3.35. Crude oil for August, 69.47. That's down $3.29. Gold on this Tuesday, gold for June, 1957.40. That's up $13 1/2. Gold for August, 1976 3/4. That's up $13.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and Herd in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Strive Bank in Wichita. Have you heard of them? Strive Bank is a Wichita community bank you can trust. Strive Bank, STRYV, is locally owned and was started by business investors here in 1974. With a focus on business, Strive knows the ins and outs of the local market. Strive, spelled STRYV, is a full-service bank with two local locations for all your consumer and business needs. Visit STRYVbank.com. Strive Bank, locally owned, here for all your banking needs.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
The USDA put out another World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, and senior economist from K-State's International Grain Program, Guy Allen, discusses wheat, corn, and soybeans from that report on an international level. The WASDE report surprised the marketplace and projected low bushels of hard wheat.
What we saw in the WASD was supportive. Both world and U.S. ending stocks were projected to decline, and that was a bit of a surprise to the marketplace. U.S. winter wheat production came in well below the trade average estimate of 1.24 billion bushels. U.S. wheat production came in at 1.13. Hard wheat particularly was projected just above 500 million bushels. Now, that's the lowest number that we've seen in what we'd call, say, the modern era. So that's becoming an increasing concern.
There were also record high corn crop production predictions, as well as record high demands for corn and its byproducts.
This year, USDA number came in at 5.23 billion bushels, which is a lot of corn. Their average per acre yield was 181.5 bushels per acre, which was quite optimistic. However, in the wake of a record crop, we're also seeing a near record demand there. We're seeing an increase in feed demand by about 375 million bushels. Ethanol demand should be fairly strong too, particularly as petroleum and crude oil prices remain high. Exports we're expecting to increase. At the moment, we're coming off of this current year is very, very disappointing when it comes to corn exports. We've seen that demand sort of wane a bit with the higher prices, and two, they tend to be going to our competitors.
Allen reviews what the WASDE report predicted for soybean production and what is predicted for the country with the highest soybean demand.
USDA did leave Argentina's production unchanged at 27 million metric tons. That was above the trade range. Also, interestingly, Argentina this year will probably import about half of their soybeans that they're crushing from Brazil and Paraguay. Brazilian production on soybeans was increased by a million metric tons to 155 million metric tons. Was within the range, but still a bit higher. Again, similar to corn, as we always have for soybeans, China's the big demand point for soybeans internationally, importing about two-thirds of the world's soybeans go to China. Current imports were raised 2 million metric tons to 98 million metric tons, which isn't the high of 100 million metric tons we saw just pre-COVID, or I should say more accurately, pre-African swine fever. Keep in mind, two-thirds of the world's hogs sit in China. That and poultry drives that demand for soybeans and soybean meal particularly.
That was K-State's International Grain Program's senior economist, Guy Allen, reviewing the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.